AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The governor of Virginia is calling it an alarming report from the U.S. Postal Service that it can't guarantee timely delivery of mail-in ballots. He says it's a clear pattern of attempted voter suppression by the Trump administration. He's a Democrat. Republican Senator Mitt Romney says something needs to be done to protect voters trying to avoid polling places because of the coronavirus.
It is essential, in my view, for a nation which is the leading nation of democratic nations in the world, the leader of the free world, for us to show that elections can be held in a free and fair manner. And we should make every effort to assure that people who want to vote get the chance to vote. And that's more important even than the outcome of the vote.
President Trump is receiving an endorsement from the Police Benevolent Association in New York. He blasted the Democratic ticket.
It's a left-wing war on cops. If Sleepy Joe Biden were to become president, he would immediately pass legislation to gut every single police department in America. You know that.
Trump also paid a visit to his brother, who's ailing at a New York City hospital. A former FBI lawyer plans to plead guilty to making a false statement in the first criminal case arising from U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation into the probe of ties between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign. The U.S.-Canada border will remain closed to non-essential travel for at least another month. That statement follows a similar announcement from Mexico. The U.S. leads the world in coronavirus cases and deaths. The American Academy of Pediatrics has a virus recommendation even for little ones.
We recommend that all adults and children over the age of 2 wear masks at all times when they are either outside or inside.
Lee Beers is the Academy's incoming president. This is AP News. Students are back at a private school in California despite state and county orders to close the campus. Governor Gavin Newsom expresses his disappointment.
I'm disappointed, obviously, that they're not abiding by their local health officer, whose purpose it is simply to keep people healthy, keep people safe, not only the kids, but the leadership of that school and others. So by definition, I'm disappointed in that. Particularly someone who grew up in the church and has profound reverence, not just respect for its teachings.
R. Kelly's manager has been arrested in California on charges he threatened a shooting at a theater 2 years ago, forcing an evacuation and the canceling of a screening of a documentary that addressed allegations that R. Kelly sexually abused women and girls. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.